Terrorism is defined as violent attacks on civilians for political purposes. Its goal is to create fear in the general population, forcing the target government to make otherwise unthinkable concessions. The sheer number of people involved in bombing the World Trade Center and the extensive foreign coordination suggest that this incident was only the tip of the iceberg. More terrorist attacks can be expected in this country and elsewhere, sponsored by similar forces. Indeed, during the past 4 years, many nations have been sent reeling from an unexpected worldwide revival of terrorism. In Belfast, the capital of Northern Ireland, the Irish Republican Army, or IRA, injures 27 people with a bomb blast in a crowded shopping area during the Christmas season. Months later, in the same city, the Ulster Freedom Fighters initiate riots that involve firebombs and car hijackings, injuring at least 17 innocent civilians. Within 2 days, the IRA sets off nearly a ton of explosives in a nearby town, wounding 12 more residents and 5 police officers. In London, England, the IRA explodes 8 bombs in 6 days, creating massive destruction. This continues a 3-year campaign of dozens of similar London bombings, signaling that the IRA has expanded its terrorism beyond Ireland. 2 months later, the group injures yet another 8 Londoners with 2 explosions on the same day. By mid-1993, the ongoing terror campaign forces police to establish permanent roadblocks around downtown London. In Bonn, Germany, top banker Alfred Herrhausen is assassinated with a powerful bomb planted in his car. Shocked authorities discover that the Red Army faction is responsible, although this terrorist group was thought to have disintegrated after the fall of the Berlin Wall. This begins a wave of such killings by the group, including the shooting of political official Detlef Rohwedder in Düsseldorf and the mail bombing of Berlin official Hanno Klein. In southeastern Turkey, terrorists of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, kidnap 49 people from a bus, then turn the guns on their hostages. At least 33 soldiers and 2 civilians are killed. This follows a series of similar massacres within days. In Jerusalem, Israel, 3 members of Hamas use guns to attack a bus and hijack a car, killing 2 women and injuring the bus driver. Fellow terrorists had carried out a series of stabbings in previous months. In Egypt, Al-Gamaa al-Islamiyya, or the Islamic Group, conducts a bomb attack on a tourist bus carrying 15 South Koreans. In other incidents, guns and knives are used against English, German, and Russian tourists, and the group wages incessant war against civilians in Egypt's Coptic Christian community. In South Africa, terrorists of the Azanian People's Liberation Army kill 2 couples and injure 17 other civilians who were tasting wines at a golf club. A spokesman for the terrorist group boasts that, quote, "There will be more attacks of this nature, with more frequency, especially in white areas," unquote. In Cambodia, members of the Khmer Rouge attack a train, throwing it off the tracks. They then proceed to slaughter at least 13 passengers with rocket-propelled grenades and gunfire. As the terrorist revival grows, public confusion and desperation rise. Many target governments are now effectively surrendering to the terrorists. South Africa is preparing for a coalition government with the African National Congress. England is negotiating for the IRA to take control of Northern Ireland. Israel is handing over control of its Gaza Strip and portions of the West Bank to the PLO. And nations ranging from El Salvador to the Philippines are now rapidly following suit. To understand this crisis, we must first step back to examine who is supporting and directing the terrorists. Though having been a recognized danger for over a century, terrorism had not forced its way into world consciousness until the 1970s. During that decade, terrorist violence broke out simultaneously in virtually every Western country and rapidly became a fact of everyday life. Its very senselessness helped create the public fear on which it thrived. But as the evidence accumulated, a pattern began to emerge. Major exposés, such as the 4-volume work by French intelligence expert Pierre de Villemarais, or the 1981 book The Terror Network by Claire Sterling, revealed that the nearly 200 terrorist groups formed an international network so well coordinated that they constituted a single organization. At the center of this network was the KGB, the secret police arm of the Soviet Union. Terrorists would typically be trained in Middle Eastern camps run by the PLO, supervised by Eastern European agents, and armed by Moscow or Communist China. Regardless of whether individual groups professed an official Marxist-Leninist doctrine, all terrorists cooperated to destabilize non-communist governments. Naturally, the apparent death of communism in 1989 led many people to believe the terrorist threat would quickly end. Some governments used the opportunity to arrest top leaders of terrorist groups and confidently declared victory. Thus, the revival of terrorism caught many authorities off guard. From where are these radical groups getting their weapons, their financing, and their training? Who is directing the new wave of violence? The shocking answer is that terrorism is being orchestrated by the very same governments and even the same communist parties as before. A glaring example of this surfaced on May 23, 1993, when three explosions damaged a neighborhood just outside the capital city of Nicaragua. This was not a terrorist act, but an accident that revealed an underground bunker operated by the Sandinista National Liberation Front. According to one diplomatic observer, the depot was, quote, a one-stop shopping center for terrorist activities, where you could get guns and documents, unquote. It contained anti-aircraft missiles, as well as, quote, hundreds of AK-47 assault rifles, machine guns, rocket-propelled grenades, and tons of ammunition and explosives, including some C4 plastic widely used in terrorist bombings, unquote. Hundreds of forged passports and other documents from dozens of nations were also found. The bunker was actively supporting terrorists ranging from the Basque ETA separatists of Spain to the Farabundo Martí guerrillas of El Salvador. Even one of the suspects in the World Trade Center bombing had been caught weeks earlier with phony passports from Nicaragua.